Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball Breakfast. Ireland's sports breakfast show.
And Mbappe, and look, I've been a long sceptic of Mbappe, I thought, you know, because he had it too easy.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, the latest on Gregory Aldrete's fitness ahead of Saturday's clash of Ireland and France. Munster confirmed the return of a prodigal son. And Razzie Rasmus addresses talk that Felix Jones was sent to spy on England. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Gregory Aldrete is expected to start for France in Saturday's Six Nations showdown with Ireland at the Aviva. The La Rochelle number 8 again sat out training today at Marcoussis as he nurses a groin injury. Aldrete has been a key member of the France pack in their first three games of this year's Six Nations, indeed scoring tries against both Wales and Italy. However, Anthony Jelonche was in the number 8 position as France trained yesterday and again today as Aldrete watched from the sidelines. But he told the media that his groin injury felt better today, and although he wanted to train, he was instructed to rest by the France coaching staff. Fabien Galthié will keep changes to a minimum when he names his team tomorrow, with Romain Entemac returning from suspension to start at number 10 and Thomas Ramos reverting to full-back. Damien Penaud is expected to replace Théo Adesogbe on the wing. Galthié is again erring on the side of a 7-1 split on the bench, with Toulouse's Emmanuel Miafu having recovered from a lung infection to take the place of Romain Théo Fofenoua, while Pollock, Hugo Arrow will come in for Alexandre Rouma. Aradu came off the bench in their games with Wales and England. Speaking today, Aldrete says they won't pay particular attention to Sam Prendergast while recognising his key role and that of Bundi Aki in the Ireland attack. The number 8 says their main motivation is to not be Six Nations runners-up, having been so in three of the last 4 years. Ireland scrum coach John Fogarty says they have no concerns about France's version of the bomb squad.
Yeah, they have a lot of faith in their backs. To stay fit, we know that they're interchangeable in their backs. There's positions they can play, and they've got some very useful forwards. So you understand it. Were they trying it out for us? You know, maybe, I don't know. We're not too sure. It doesn't change our plan a huge amount. We haven't overly discussed it. When we play South Africa in the World Cup, there was the same questions around, what do you think, how will you manage it? We've got a very fit group of forwards that we have a lot of confidence in, and we've got real change up as well. So, we're confident in the way we're selecting the side, and we haven't spoken a huge amount about 7-1.
The 20-minute red card shown to Gary Ringrose against Wales has only cemented the Irish staff's view that a 7-1 split ain't for them.
It would spook us. It's something we wouldn't do. You know, it's something we don't necessarily want to go there with a 7-1 for those reasons. I mean, you saw against Scotland, you lose two players with a head collision early in the game, and they went 6-2 for that game, and it hurt them, you know. So it's something that we wouldn't do for the reasons you've said, and for the reasons I said about Scotland and losing, you lose two players, it happens. It's like I said, it's they feel that they can cover positions. They probably feel that they've got some forwards that can cover us in the backs as well. I was going to say shit happens, but you'd use the word shit happens. But it does happen during a game where these things happen, where you lose players. It becomes very difficult then to play your game the way you want to play it. So we haven't really gone there much.
And Ireland winger Mac Hansen says France remind him somewhat of a Super Rugby side.
It actually does, in fairness. I remember going, like, I was actually just talking about this today. I remember when, say, we were playing a New Zealand team, I was sort of in the twos team, so they'd get us to play like that team was going to play this week. And oh, they were some of the funnest weeks of my life when we were playing like the Crusaders and the Chiefs. And we'd be tearing up the first team. We were wondering, why don't we just play this all the time? I'd definitely be used to it, I think, a little bit more. Like, the rugby over here is a good bit different, I have found. But both have their own strengths. Like, so they're playing that certain way, but we play a certain way as well. It's exciting and seems to be working. So, I think it's just going to be a really good challenge to see this week anyway, and I think we're ready for it.
Hello, it's Owen Chahan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Now, Marcus Smith has been dropped to the England bench for their meeting with Italy at Twickenham on Sunday. The Harlequins talisman has been replaced at fullback by Elliot Daly. In another change to the backs, Fraser Dingwall starts at inside centre in place of Henry Slade, who is believed to be carrying a knock. The other change to the starting 15 sees Jamie George win his 100th England cap, taking the place occupied in their first three fixtures by Luke Cowan-Dickie. Steve Borthwick's again gone with a 6-2 split on their bench, where Jack Van Portvliet is named having recovered from a knee injury that forced him to miss the first three rounds of the competition. England have won their last two outings by a single point, which flanker Tom Curry believes is a positive, having lost similarly close games in the past year.
This one of the stepping stones, like, we've kind of gone from the autumn where we've lost those games to now where we're kind of winning them. But, like, we know, like, the next step is obviously to win them well. It's easier said than done, isn't it? Like, it's international rugby and we'd love to do that. But we know it's not going to be an easy task. Like, Italy are a great side on their day. And obviously looking forward to the same as Wales. So, definitely easier said than done.
As you said, you're now winning those games with fine margins, but if there has been a criticism of the team so far, the Six Nations, it's been that the flair perhaps that we see from players week in, week out in the Premiership, we aren't seeing at international level. Do you think that's a fair criticism?
Fair or not is quite an opinionated way to put it, I think. You've got to look at it objectively in terms of their two different games. Yeah. And I think that's where there can't be a comparison. It's comparing like chalk and cheese. Like, yeah. They're two almost different sports. In terms of, like, do we want to play better? Do we want to attack better? Absolutely, of course. Do we want to say, let's do it like the Prem? No, like, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. We're not naive at all. I think that's the exciting bit. It's like, where can we take it rather than like a negativity?
Tom Curry there speaking to Sky's Jamie Weir. Munster have confirmed what we already knew, and that is JJ Hanrahan's return to the province. The at-half will end a two-year stint with Connacht at the end of this season, having also played for Clermont and the Dragons before that. In two spells with Munster already, Hanrahan has made 142 appearances and remains their third highest point scorer of all time. The 32-year-old has signed a two-year deal with Munster and will be joined there next season by Leicester centre Dan Kelly and Leinster front rowers Mike Milne and Lee Barron. While Hanrahan is departing, Dave Heffernan has committed his future to Connacht. The Ballina hooker is now 34 and has already amassed 212 appearances for his home province, but Heffernan's committed to a further 2 years, which will take his career with Connacht past the 15-year mark. Finally, Razzie Erasmus has poured gallons of cold water on a suggestion the Springboks sent Felix Jones to spy on England. The former Munster fullback has returned to the Box coaching staff following a brief stint tending to England's attack. Jones left for England after the 2023 World Cup, but tendered his resignation last year there, leading to his eventual release by the English RFU. Upon his return, Jones will have oversight of South African player roadmaps, as well as running extras before and after training sessions. But Erasmus says it's nonsense to suggest Jones was sent as an emissary to the Northern Hemisphere.
We never wanted to lose Felix. Felix went back home for, his family's in Ireland, and it's close to home, England.
Things didn't work out for whatever reasons there. So, no, it was definitely not a plan. And you won't send your family back and go and relocate and sign the contract and then hope it doesn't work out. So I think that speculations must maybe stop, because it's almost when I went to Ireland, you know, you don't relocate your whole family and then know you're going to be back in 18 months. We are very happy to have him back. We as a coaching team are... Now, there's not a lot of egos in our coaching team when it comes to sharing responsibility. Each coach is responsible for his area, but we dovetail and integrate when helping each other. It's probably just Don. He kind of does his own thing, because we don't really always know what he's doing. But Felix is here already. He would have loved to be in here, but him and Jerry is already, I think, today in Durban with the Sharks. You know, he's right onto it. I think he's moving his family also here for the whole period until the end of his contract. So, yeah, we never want to lose him. So, but it wasn't planned that he go on that side and just get info. But it is helpful, definitely helpful.
Razzy Rasmus there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, including the Ireland team, with thanks to Bank of Ireland on tomorrow's show. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
And we were
a 14-man Ireland team beat Wales?
Probably.
Depends which man.
13.
12. It narrows the game.
Would the 20s beat them?
No.
Third string Ireland team.
You'd give them a good chance of winning, wouldn't you?
And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Archidagos.
That is not the view from the dressing room. And it would be handy if those three lads wanted to tog out and be part of the Irish 13 that go on to take on those Welsh lads. But it's very good saying that in your fucking beautiful little studio, sitting on your ass, I think it really damages us.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
And we were singing hymns and arias, land of my fathers, Archidagos.
Wales 18, Ireland 27. That's more like a Wales. That's more like it. You know?
Back.
How three humble people in one country inspired an entire country, a different country, into improving. What an inspirational story that is.
Are we on commission?
That's more like it, Wales. That's more like it. You know? Back.